Today is the 16th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today in this winter mix. We have I don't know if we might not have a white Christmas. I've never had one in Tennessee. But we've had snow and it's lasted for 4 days without melting, and that's about as long as it ever has. So yay for us, it's freezing cold for the deep south. It's what are they calling it? The deep freeze in the deep south. But so be it. I love it. Hopefully you love it wherever you are, and it's lovely. I've got some important news to share at the end, but we're at the beginning. And so what we should do is read the Bible. Reading from the Amplified Version this week. Today, Micah chapter 5, verse 1 through 7, 20. Now, gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops. A state of siege has been placed against us. They shall smite the ruler of Israel with a rod, a scepter on the cheek. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, you are little to be among the clans of Judah. Yet out of you shall one come forth for me, who is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from ancient days, eternity. Therefore shall he give them up until the time that she who travails has brought forth. Then what is left of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure. For then shall he be great, even to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be our peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land, and treads upon our soil and in our palaces, then will we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes among men. And they shall rule and waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod within her, Assyria's own gates. Thus shall he, the Messiah, deliver us from the Assyrian, representing the opposing powers, when he comes into our land and when he treads on our borders. Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples like dew from the Lord, like showers upon the grass, which come suddenly, and tarry not for man, nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion suddenly appearing among the flocks of the sheep, which, when it goes through, treads down and tears in pieces, and there is no deliverer. Your hand will be lifted up above your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And in that day, says the Lord, I will cut off your horses, on which you depend, from among you, and will destroy your chariots. And I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. And I will cut off witchcrafts and sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no more soothsayers. Your carved images also I will cut off in your statues or pillars out of your midst, and you shall no more worship the work of your hands. And I will root out your Asherim, symbols of the goddess Asherah, and I will destroy your cities, the seats of false worship. And in anger and wrath I will execute vengeance upon the nations, which would not obey, vengeance such as they have not heard of before. Hear now what the Lord says. Arise, contend, and plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and you strong and enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy, a pleading contention with his people, and he will pleadingly contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And in what have I wearied you? Testify against me. Answer me. For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house where you were bondservants. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron and Miriam. O my people, earnestly remember now that Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. Remember what the Lord did for you, from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous and saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings? With calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? Or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, and to love kindness and mercy, and to humble yourself and walk humbly with your God? The voice of the Lord calls to the city, Jerusalem, and it is sound wisdom to hear and fear your name. Hear, heed the rod and him who has appointed it. Are there not still treasures gained by wickedness in the house of the wicked, and a scant measure, a false measure for grain that is abominable and accursed? Can I be pure myself and acquit the man with wicked scales and with a bag of deceitful weights? For the city's rich men are full of violence. Her inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongues are deceitful in their mouths. Therefore I have also smitten you with a deadly wound and made you sick, laying you desolate, waste, and deserted because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied, and your emptiness and hunger shall remain in you. You shall carry away goods and those you love, but fail to save them. And those you do deliver, I will give to the sword. You shall sow but not reap. You shall tread olives but not anoint yourselves with oil. And you shall extract juice from the grapes but not drink the wine. For the statutes of idolatrous Omri you have kept, and all the works of the house of wicked Ahab, and you walk in their counsels. Therefore I will make you a desolation and an astonishment, and your city's inhabitants a hissing, and you shall bear the reproach and scorn of my people. Woe is me, for I am as when the summer fruits have been gathered, as when the vintage grapes have been gleaned, and there is no cluster to eat, no first ripe fig for which my appetite craves. The godly man has perished from the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both their hands are put forth and are upon what is evil, to do it diligently. The prince and the judge ask for a bribe, and the great man utters his evil desire. Thus they twist between them the course of justice. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright, or the straightest, is like a thorn hedge. The day of your watchmen, even of God's judgment and your punishment, has come. Now shall be their perplexity and confusion. Trust not in a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. Keep the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. For the son dishonors the father, and the daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men, the members of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord, and confident in him, I will keep watch. I will wait with hope and expectantly, for the God of my salvation, my God, will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteous deliverance. Then my enemy will see it, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see my desire upon her. Now she will be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that your walls are built, a day for building, in that day shall the boundary of Israel be far extended, and the decree against her be far removed. In that day they will come to you from Assyria and from the cities of Madsor, Egypt, and from Egypt even to the river Euphrates, from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. Yet shall the earth be desolate because of those who dwell in it, for the fruit of their doings. Rule and feed your people with your rod and scepter, the flock of your inheritance, who dwell alone in a forest in the midst of Carmel, a garden land. They shall feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days of your coming forth from the land of Egypt, and will show them marvelous things. The nations shall see God's deliverance and be ashamed of all their might, which cannot be compared to his. They shall lay their hands upon their mouths in consternation. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds and close places. They shall turn and come with fear and dread to the Lord our God, and shall be afraid and stand in awe because of you, O Lord. Who is a God like you, who forgives iniquity and passes over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy and loving kindness. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue and tread underfoot our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show your faithfulness and perform the sure promise to Jacob, and loving kindness and mercy to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Revelation 7, 1 through 17. After this, I saw four angels stationed at the four corners of the earth, firmly holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind should blow on the earth, or sea, or upon any tree. Then I saw a second angel coming up from the east, the rising of the sun, and carrying the seal of the living God. And with a loud voice he called out to the four angels who had been given authority and power to injure earth and sea, saying, "Harm neither the earth nor the sea nor the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God upon their foreheads." And then I heard how many were sealed. Marked out of every tribe of the sons of Israel, there were 144,000. 12,000 were sealed and marked out of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 of the tribe of Joseph, and 12,000 of the tribe of Benjamin. After this I looked, and a vast host appeared, which no one could count, gathered out of every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. These stood before the throne and before the Lamb. They were attired in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. In loud voice they cried, saying, "Our salvation is due to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb. To them we owe our deliverance." And all the angels were standing round the throne and round the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin and the four living creatures. And they fell prostrate before the throne and worshipped God. "Amen. So be it," they cried. "Blessing and glory and majesty and splendor and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might be ascribed to our God, to the ages and ages, forever and ever, throughout the eternities of eternities. Amen. So be it." The Then addressing me, one of the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin said, "Who are these people, clothed in long white robes? And from where have they come?" I replied, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation, persecution, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are now before the very throne of God and serve him day and night in his sanctuary, temple. And he who is sitting upon the throne will protect and spread his tabernacle over and shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun smite them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Psalm 135, 1 through 21. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for he is gracious and lovely. For the Lord has chosen the descendants of Jacob for himself, Israel for his peculiar possession and treasure. For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, that he has done in the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all deeps, who causes the vapors to arise from the ends of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, who brings the wind out of his storehouses, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sends signs and wonders in the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants, who smote nations many and great and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. The Lord gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will judge and vindicate his people, and he will delay his judgments, manifesting his righteousness and mercy, and take into favor his servants, those who meet his terms of separation unto him. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Idols have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make idols are like them. So is everyone who trusts in and relies on them. Bless affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, God's ministers, bless the Lord, O house of Levi, the dedicated tribe. You who reverently and worshipfully fear the Lord, bless the Lord, affectionately and gratefully praise him. Blessed out of Zion be the Lord, who dwells with us at Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 30, 5 and 6. Every word of God is tried and purified. He is a shield to those who trust and take refuge in him. Add not to his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. Heavenly Father, our Sovereign Lord, beautiful Savior, our one that we cannot describe with words, no matter what our primary language on this earth is, no matter how wide and vast our vocabulary, we do not have words to describe you. You are beautiful beyond description. And in this season, we are considering your arrival, your advent, that you, the most beautiful one, the most sovereign Lord, the God of all, would come for us. And you always have come for us. We don't know what to do with that. We don't have the words to praise you. We don't have the capacity to even understand the fullness of it. But we do worship you with all that we are and all that we know. We have spent this year in your word. You said in your Proverbs today that every word of God is tried and purified. And we have been spending time each day in the purified word of God. You are a shield to those who trust and take refuge in you. And we trust and take refuge in you. Where else would we go? We confess that we are guilty of trying to be our own God, that we have tried to do things in our own strength, that we have tried to use our own force and power and declare our own selves sovereign in the little worlds that we live in. But we bow our knee because there is no other way. We are not sovereign. You are God. We are your people. We are not you. So forgive us, Lord, for trying to be. And forgive us for turning to other false gods, looking for the life that only you can give. You spoke about these false gods in Micah. And although they may look different today, maybe they aren't fashioned to look like some ancient deity. Maybe they just look like giant movie screens or shiny cars or bank accounts. Or maybe we are worshiping other people through relationships or addictions. Nevertheless, we have bowed. And we must only bow to you alone. And so we pray with the heavenly host from the book of Revelation. Blessing and glory and majesty and splendor and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might be ascribed to our God, to the ages and ages, the forever and ever, throughout the eternities of eternities. Amen. We pray this in the blessed name of the one who sits on the throne, our blessed Savior Christ. We love you. We worship you today. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. The website, of course, is home. It's where the family meets. We're of the internet. It's what ties us together, so we all know the way home no matter where we are. That's the website. So here's the deal. Here's what I wanted to share with you, what I spoke of at the beginning. You remember, you probably already know where this is going, but you remember all those videos that you sent in? Well, I'm sad to say there's no possible way to use every single one of them. although we are going to use them all. We're going to string them all together and use them as this long testimonial of what the Daily Audio Bible looks like. But for the purposes of a couple of minute introduction to the Daily Audio Bible, I mean, I cut that down and make it very concise, and was hard because a lot of them are great, but we just had to communicate what we needed to communicate. So that video is done, and as we speak, it is being deployed. So it's on our YouTube channel. It's on our Blip channel. But here's the thing. Here's where you come in. So we're going to do our part in getting the video out, and we did our part in making the video. Of course, you did your part too. But now it's your turn. There is a page. If you go to dailyaudiobible.com, there's a link that will take you to a page where you can download this video in high definition or standard definition in a number of different formats. What I need you to do is to either download it or get in touch with the audiovisual, the media director at your church, and bug them until they will play it for your announcements for the next couple of weeks. There's 3 weeks heading into the new year. And the Daily Audio Bible, I mean, people are going to start listening January 1st no matter what. But this will be the first time in 5 years that we have made a very concerted effort to try to let church communities know about the Daily Audio Bible. And that they, as local communities, can go through the Bible together, using the Daily Audio Bible as one of the resources to be able to do that. So we created a pretty high impact video that explains, in our own words, what it is and how to use it. So I am asking for your help. And there are a number of things between now and the end of the year that I'm asking your help for as we go into next year. Not things that are like crazy stuff. But if you consider yourself a part of this community, if this has been a place where you've gone to get the Word of God and you've walked through it with tens of thousands of your brothers and sisters around the world, then it's at this point in time, right here, just before we turn the corner after Christmas, we who are left, we who are still here, we're family now. I mean that. We've made it all the way through the Bible almost. We've stuck to it all this way. We're family now. And it's time to know that we will be the mentors of those who are about to flood in and go through their first revolution through the Bible. So, yeah, the video, it's created for that purpose. I can only imagine in my mind's eye what it would look like if all believers throughout the world would commit themselves to reading the entire Bible in 2011. Now, I'm not saying the Daily Audio Bible is the answer to that. It's not. But I am saying we should do our part in that. We should do our, fill our role, our place on the line, our place in the kingdom. But can you imagine what would happen if everybody who believes in Christ would actually read their Bible this year, this coming year? Do you understand the repercussions of that? Think of your own life and think of that globally. So the one thing that we can do, the one thing that is our part, is to get the word out about what we do. It's one of the easiest ways to go through scripture, and it makes all the difference in the world to go through it in community. So go to the page, download the video, burn it to a DVD, take it to your church. Call up your media worship director or whoever's in charge of that. Have them download it, whatever. Get the word out. get this played for the next few Sundays. I know that me, my little sphere of influence over Four Winds Mission, I mean, we all know about the Daily Eddie Bible, but we're going to play it for the next 3 weeks, every Sunday, along with everybody else. And if you're a pastor, and there are a ton of pastors, listen to the Daily Audio Bible. But anytime I refer to a pastor, it's almost a hushed tones things for me. First of all, I have to say thank you for your service to the kingdom. I know what it costs to do this, and your personal and spiritual and emotional life. I know. I don't know how else to transform lives than through the Word of God in its purest form. Because we can give the best messages ever given from the lips of a human, but it is the constant repetition, the rhythm of the Word of God every day, every day, every day, that makes the profound difference, the irreversible change that we so deeply long for. And if your church body is in the Word of God every day, then what's being done on Sunday is a celebration of life that already exists, and not just a last gasp shot in the arm to spiritually survive another week. It is the celebration of an intimate life with God. It changes everything. So, however you do it, get your people into the Word of God every day. I know that's kind of a stupid thing to say, but it just goes by us. We forget. Play the video. Invite your people to the Daily Audio Bible for the next year in God's Word. All right. I don't know what else to say without kind of going over the top in drama, and I'm just not, or at least it will seem that way to me. I mean those things. I know those things are true. I guess I'm just sort of feeling like, what else can I say? That's how it is. So please, get involved in getting this word out in any way that you can and in any way that you will for the next few weeks as we move into the new year, where we have the best chance at getting people to commit to a year in God's Word. All right, if you want to partner with the Daily Eddie Bible, you can do that at the website as well. There's a link that allows you. It is the family's support and partnership that make things like this video and everything else happen. So thank you for your partnership. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my name's Yvonne from California. And I haven't called her for a while. My dad died in August, so I need to pray for my mother. My brothers are taking her money. And also, my son's falling back to the world, and he's got two kids, so he needs prayer. And I need prayer to just not fall apart myself just because of all this. I'm going to renew my strength with a Christian supernatural, just to listen to God. So I'm just praying. We need help. We need prayer. Again, if you didn't hear me, my mom needs prayer. My brothers took her money, about $300,000 after my dad died. It's her money. And my son needs, he fell back. He's a Christian. He's starting to drink. And he's got two kids. and I just need prayer. Thank you. Please pray for me. All you community, I love you all. Thank you so much.
Hi, Brian and the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Lila.
And this is Jan.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. This is a Christmas greeting to everyone.
A healthy, happy, and safe one.
Okay. All right, we're going to sing. God bless you. We love you.